Little Red Riding Hood. Long ago, in a village called Miffiani, far, far away, lived a girl called Little Red Riding Hood. She lived with her mother. She was given the name Little Red Riding Hood because she loved dressing in red. Even her cheeks were lovely rosy red. Also, her hair was long and curly red. Dark red, actually. One day, her grandma was ill, so Little Red Riding Hood mother gave her some soup to give to her grandma. But she also said, "Little Red Riding Hood, there's a wolf called Snipe, so whatever you do, be careful. He's always eating people and disguising himself. So just take my advice and don't speak to strangers you don't know." "Okay, mother," said Little Red Riding Hood. So off she went with the soup, singing and humming to her grandmother's house. Her grandma lived in a little cottage just down the village in an alleyway. It was 2 minutes long. So she was singing and humming on her way until the greedy wolf Snipe came. But she didn't know it was him because she never met this wolf Snipe. "Hello," said the wolf. "My name's Mr. Goody. And I was wondering where a little cottage is. It smells like cakes and pies." "I'm not sure. I'm not supposed to be talking to strangers." So Little Red Riding Hood carried on walking, but she also didn't know that the wolf was following her until he saw a little cottage down there and ran straight for it and knocked on the door. And Little Red Riding Hood's grandma thought it was her. She said, "Come in." So he came in and ate her and gobbled her up. Little Red Riding Hood finally arrived at her grandma's house. She was so anxious to get there because she really loved her grandma. It smelled like cookies and pies and cupcakes. So she knocked on the door. And Mr. Goody, also Snipe, said, "Come in." So she came in. She was really not sure if her grandma was ill. So, and her grandma looked like someone she just met today, but she couldn't remember because of her lovely song. So she started to criticize her grandma. "Grandma, what huge eyes you have. They're my new contact lenses." "But Grandma, you don't wear contact lenses. You wear glasses up on your nose." "Well, I wanted to try something new," said the wolf, who is disguised as Grandma. So she also says, "Grandma, what huge ears you have. All the better to hear you with." "Grandma, what huge nose you have. All the better to smell your delicious blood with." "Grandma, did you just say you wanted to smell my delicious blood?" "Not like I have any delicious blood, but I do have blood." "No, you must be hearing things." "Grandma, what huge teeth you have. All the better to eat you up with." The wolf quickly jumps out of the bed and growls at her. And she screams, And a woodcutter who's been working by just cutting wood heard Little Red Riding Hood scream. He knew Little Red Riding Hood's grandma. He always cuts wood for her, but this time he knew she was ill, so he started to cut wood for her to make her warm.